Bannerbox Radio, the power of dreams. Hey folks, what's going on? Welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 30, the big 3-0, on this fine, or at least mediocre, September the 22nd. It's chilly, I'm cold, and we're doing a show, and I'm Thomas Towson, and this is Dan Knight. Hey Dan Knight.
It was chilly today.
Yeah, it is. It's the fall season is creeping up on us.
Time to take that AC unit out of the window, I think.
Never.
No, just leave it in all year.
I'm going to crank it all year long. No. Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to have to do that. But until then, I still haven't even committed to the heat yet. Turning on the heat.
Me neither.
Because I don't want, you know, weather. Weather up here, it fools you. Yeah. It'll be 90 next week.
We can get an Indian summer some point.
Yeah.
Which is like sometime in the fall, and it gets warm for a while. Who knows?
Here's not hoping. I hate the heat. But, you know what I am hopeful for? I'm hopeful that this episode is going to rock your socks, specifically yours.
I'm not wearing any.
Well, check.
Should I go click? Put some done. On?
But to get into it, today's a very important day, a very special day. It is. Today is National Elephant Appreciation Day. So celebrate by going out and appreciating an elephant. Might I suggest Babar?
Dumbo.
Dumbo, that's a great one. Lost its mother to the great elephant wars.
There was elephant wars? In the Nut Wars.
That's how I remember that.
They were in the front lines.
Oh, they would be, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
In the Nut Wars.
Fighting for peanuts.
but yeah, so did you celebrate today?
I went out to get a coffee this morning, and I petted an elephant on my way.
Oh, well, that's good.
To the coffee shop.
So then you're a step ahead, because I actually didn't.
You didn't touch an elephant?
I did, not yet. I'm hoping to.
Well, you know, we only got a few more hours of the day.
It's on my agenda, so here's hoping. At the very least, I'm going to appreciate one. I'll look up some images and go, that's a nice elephant. I'll at least appreciate them. But, aside from appreciating elephants, the other thing we should do today is get right into telling stories, because we're going to do some weird ones, and let's do it. Dan, take it away.
Okay. Okay, a man was killed.
Oh, that's a good start.
Starting off real funny. No, that's not funny. Man was killed in New Delhi by road construction workers when he was accidentally buried alive while drunk.
Oh, wow.
So,
all right, that got serious.
It got kind of serious the whole time.
Dan, I'm not laughing yet. This isn't funny yet.
Well, wait for the punchline. I don't know if it's ever going to come. In the village of Slimanabad in Madhya Pradesh state. It's a Slimanabad.
Slimanabad.
Oh, Slimanabad.
He was that pirate, right?
Yeah, he was a pirate.
Slimanabad the pirate.
And they named a village after him.
Yep. And he was the pirate. He was the stand-up comedian.
And just an all-around great guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's Sinbad.
Gave presents
Sinbad,
to kids.
Not Slimanabad. Slimanabad.
He works one day a year.
Sleepy Nanabad.
Sleepy Nanabeds.
Sleepy Nanabeds.
A village in New Delhi. So anyway, the road repair crew hadn't noticed that the man had drunkenly fallen into the crater they had been filling. The man, in his mid-30s, had been heading home after visiting the village fair and then the liquor store.
Mm-hmm. So as one is to do.
When you're having festivities, I would assume you go to
the
liquor store before.
You do the other way around, yeah.
You get nice and crunk, and then you go to the fair.
You got to get that crunk.
I'm getting crunk for the fair. That's not a direct quote. I'm just assuming that's what he would have said if he'd done those in
his
opposite order.
It's on his tombstone. Last words ever spoken. I'm getting crunk for that fair.
For that fair. Yeah, that fair though. Unfortunately, on his return trip home, he fell into the pit and lost consciousness. I'm assuming he may have bonked his head, or he just passed out.
Or one fell off.
Is there more to that?
Nope.
One fell off?
And bumped his head.
Oh.
Maybe he's just another monkey jumping on the bed, Dan.
Yeah. No more monkeys, all right? No more. In the evening, the workers filled the pit with asphalt and gravel, then used a roller to smooth the road out.
Like a rolling pan?
Like a rolling pin, yeah.
Like a pin. That's not a pan. A rolling pin? Mm-hmm. Like they took a big one and just had some little old lady just flatten it out like
with
cookies?
With giant, like, forearms.
What a world we live in, Dan.
I know. It's incredible.
When giant grannies are flattening the road for us.
And then they, you know? And then they sleep in their nana beds.
It's a niche market, but somebody's got to do it.
That's right. Here's the strange part. Villagers, not the workers themselves, noticed something awry when part of a hand was seen protruding
Terminator
from the road.
Style.
Yeah.
With the thumbs up.
I would assume it'd be flipping them off.
Yeah.
Police then dug him out, but obviously it was too late. And I was kind of thinking about this. Is that considered disrupting a final resting place of someone? Because he was kind of already buried.
And he was plenty rested.
And he was plenty
rested. You don't want to wake him up. He will be real ornery.
Yeah, he's going to be sore. But anyway, the other thing that's worth mentioning is that the two workers are now being charged with homicide.
Whoa.
Which I don't particularly agree with.
They didn't do it on purpose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they being charged with basically like negligence? Yeah.
It didn't go. I'm not sure the specifics of it, but yeah, the homicide nonetheless.
Different laws there.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But it's not quite right. I mean, it's middle of the night. Some guy's wobbling home.
Yeah.
Passes out in a ditch you happen to be filling. How is that? I mean,
yeah, it's true.
And it is known in
it is known.
It is known that many parts of rural India there are, you know, bad roads. So this is I'm assuming construction on roads,
mm-hmm.
trying to fill up potholes and things of that nature is pretty commonplace.
Yeah, it seems weird to blame the construction workers. I mean,
yeah.
It is negligence. You're supposed to look before you pour.
Yeah.
I mean, that's rule number one. But at the same time, you're right. It was dark. It was, you know, who knows?
What are you going to do? You can't. It's not something they were particularly anticipating happening.
Yeah.
I would think.
Well, that's
like, oh, man, it happened again.
Gee, golly gosh.
It is weird, though, if they spent time rolling the asphalt down or whatever, they didn't notice part of a hand coming out. Like, that seems a little peculiar.
Maybe they flattened it.
But it was dark. Maybe.
And then he's just sort of protruding out the top a little bit.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
But you know? Hope you guys got a good lawyer.
Yeah.
I guess.
Great.
I don't know.
That's the one thing to take away.
Get a good lawyer.
No matter... Okay. Yep.
Better call Saul.
Better. Yep, okay. moving on. Okay, so... Oh, boy. Deputies in Flagler County arrested Christopher John Smith, 38.
The 38?
Yeah. The 38.
He's like the 38th Christopher John Smith?
No, he's 38 years old.
Oh, that's less exciting.
It was last Monday on a probation violation charge. Smith was sentenced to 3 years probation last July on charges of resisting an officer and felony battery.
Mm.
Authorities say he showed up for the meeting with his parole officer with a silver Raven Arms 25 caliber pistol stuffed in a bag, according to the Dayton Beach News Journal. So that's mistake number one.
Oops.
Oops. Police said there was no round in the chamber, but there were 5 rounds in the magazine. So it was loaded. It wasn't technically
ready to go.
Yeah, but it was loaded as far as things are concerned. There's bullets in the magazine, not in the chamber.
Hmm.
No other weapons were found in the Ford Focus that he brought to the meeting. But investigators, here's the best part, investigators then discovered the car had been stolen from a Johns County dollar rent-a-car. Dollar rent-a-car.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
So it was only a dollar to rent?
But he I doubt it. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Smith told deputies he did not know whether he'd rented the car or if he'd made payments. Who knows? Who's to tell, really? Saying his, quote, business partners handled those details. Police said Smith couldn't provide the names of people or companies he's working with who were responsible for paying for the vehicle. Surprise, surprise. When Smith asked his parole officer why he was asking so many questions, the officer said he was just trying to figure out why Smith was in possession of a stolen Ford. And also, I'm pretty sure that your parole officer can pretty much ask you whatever he wants.
That's
when you show up in a
job.
Stolen car and with a gun.
Yeah.
At that point, Smith invoked his right to remain silent. Again, surprise, surprise.
A little too late, though, for that, I guess.
Yeah. So we've had similar stuff like this. People, it was, we had another guy who stole a car to show up to his parole hearing. At the police station, actually. He showed up to the police station.
In a stolen car.
This has now at least happened twice.
Wasn't there one where a guy showed up to, I think I read an article recently about a guy who showed up to his parole hearing. No, it was a court hearing for speeding.
Yes, and he sped to it.
And he sped to it.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
110 or something.
Yeah, we had a similar story like that a while back, actually. And we also had one that was a guy who showed up to his court hearing for a DUI while drunk. He showed up drunk to his DUI hearing. So criminals, they can be pretty dumb.
Yeah.
And this took place in Flagler County. It says Daytona Beach, so
Florida,
which is no surprise. Go Florida. Go fighting gators.
I almost brought an article to this show about a Florida woman who bit a man on the testicle and tried to castrate him.
I heard about that one, actually. I also don't have that one.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, pretty much the story.
We've done the castration story.
We have. We've done that. So, but basically, that's the story. She bit him in the nard.
But didn't actually do enough damage to cause lasting effects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think your story with the cop doing it was far more entertaining.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right. So, you, go.
All right.
Bim, bam, boom.
A big pansy woman leapt from a moving car she was backing out of a driveway on Friday.
A big pansy woman.
A big pansy woman. The reason? There was a spider on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, who spiders wouldn't do that?
Well, it gets better.
Spiders are uckadoo.
They are tiny demons. 35-year-old Angela Kipp of Syracuse was backing her Dodge Avenger out of her driveway and noticed the looming arachnid on her person. So she decided that her 9-year-old son, who was in the back seat, would have to fend for himself as she left the car.
Oh no!
To back up down the driveway on its own.
She left the kid in the car?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh my
lord. This is...
Wow.
Guns blazing. This happened.
Oh my god.
The son scrambled to the front seat and tried to hit the brakes.
The 9-year-old son.
Yeah. But accidentally hit the accelerator pedal, shooting the car out of the driveway into a passing school bus.
Authorities, I'm pretty sure that didn't this happen on one of the National Lampoon movies?
I don't know.
I feel like this is something from a National Lampoon movie.
Maybe. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
But it's also terrible parenting.
Of course he hits the gas pedal. Of course he hits the gas pedal.
And then the car, when it's backing out of the driveway, slips on banana peels and does a backflip into a pool. No, that didn't happen. But he did accidentally hit the accelerator, causing the car to speed out the driveway and into a passing school bus.
Oh,
yeah.
It just gets better.
It does, or worse. Authorities say they found the boy lying on the ground beside the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he was taken to the hospital for minor head injuries.
Okay.
So he's all right.
Yeah.
The car, the Avenger, was completely destroyed, decimated. It looks just like a heap of just metal.
Well, at least the kid's all right. I mean, so the physical damage might have been minor, but the lasting emotional damage is going to be lifetime.
To know you're braver than your mother.
Yeah, you can't trust your mom to protect you.
Yeah.
That's a lifetime.
That's
going to stick around forever.
Until, yeah.
Yeah.
Forever, yeah. Only the school bus driver was on the bus and was not injured at all in the collision because it's a bus.
Because it's a bus, yeah.
The sheriff's department was unable to tell if Kip would be facing charges in the crash, the mother. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that kind of negligence, I mean, as comical as it is, should be met with some sort of...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Something. Yeah. I actually, I've seen a video on somebody's dash cam of a woman slowing a car down on the highway and then leaping out as it's got to a slower, just leaping out, and then the car keeps going. It's rolling forward across a median and into oncoming traffic. And she's just like, when she hops out of the car, she's just casually walking forward.
What?
Like, oh, yeah, this never happened. And I think in the caption of the video, there was it was speculated there was a spider in the car that at one and that would, you know, that was the case. That she freaked out, jumped out. And this car is just going towards, like, cars that are going 50 miles per hour have to like brake suddenly and start fishtailing and spinning out because she's this idiot who jumps out of her car and just lets it just kind of just glide into oncoming traffic on the highway. What an anus. I gotta pull it out. But yeah, I didn't think that was possible. Somebody would freak out that much over a spider.
To leave their child in the car. That's taking it one step extra far. You know, that's a lot.
Way too far.
That's too far. Well.
Hope she slips on those banana peels. She jumps out of the car.
Okay. So let's get a little down and dirty. All right. And talk about our favorite topic on this show. Let's see if you can guess it. Collier County deputies responded to a 911 call Tuesday evening about a possible burglary at Joey D's, an East Naples restaurant. Deputies investigating the scene noted thousands of dollars in damage to computers, monitors, and the cash registers. There was also human feces on the bar floor. A large bottle of Sambuca was next to the poop, according to the Naples Herald.
Why?
So, who knows? Well, probably because he drank it, and then... Okay, so let's... outside the bar, police found the man suspected of being the perpetrator, or...
No, don't say it.
Okay.
Dude, no, don't say it.
No. Robert Predmore, 60, he was 60 years old, was unconscious and smelled of alcohol and feces. Clue one.
That's a good giveaway.
Officers noticed his pants were soiled with feces. That's two. And so they put two and two together, according to the police report. I don't know. I think it's a conspiracy. Maybe he was just drunk, someone pooped, and then smeared the poop on him to make it look like it was an inside job. Police claimed they found a backpack belonging to Predmore containing several prescription pill bottles and a clear plastic baggie with marijuana inside.
Juana.
The number one killer. It's America's number one killer.
Is it? I don't think that's accurate.
Well, you know.
According to all the studies everywhere of all known peoples.
I had a family member recently that passed away. You know, it was rough. They injected too many marijuanas.
Too many
three or four doobies. Marijuana leaves, so
mainlining those doobies.
So Predmore was taken to Naples Community Hospital. He was later booked on charges of burglary, possession of marijuana, and criminal mischief.
Ooh.
I'm gonna find a nice little sound clip, a little alarm to sound every time we get a criminal mischief story.
Great.
So he was booked on all those charges, and now he's in jail on $12,000 bond. But, so let's, when I read this article and I wrote it out and put it all in here, I tried to think about the process in which this guy did what he did. So, I imagine we have the restaurant.
Yes.
Empty, right? Because he just destroyed everything and they found him later. So, he broke in, destroyed all the things. He's mad for some reason. Who knows?
Ooh.
Who knows?
Bad service, maybe.
Maybe. He finds a bottle of Sambuca on the counter, drinks it down, decides the most bars, I mean, pretty much every bar has a restroom.
Yeah.
But he wasn't willing. It was too much to make the few steps over to the restroom, drop trowel, squeezed out a Cleveland steamer, and decided in his panic to run outside, at which point he tripped and fell asleep.
Can we make Cleveland Cleamer a thing? Because that's pretty great, too.
A Cleveland Cleamer. So that's what he did.
That's got to be it.
Or the other theory. He was angry at a previously existing condition of not being able to poop with a, you know, bowel obstruction of some sort. Drank the alcohol. It went right through him. Exactly. And his rage was quenched. He was quenched. He was satiated. He made his business and decided to go home. Unfortunately, he was too drunk and he fell asleep. I would like to believe that one. I like to believe the whole rage incident was a Hulk-like moment out of not being able to go make duty.
Maybe he went Hulk after he you wouldn't like me when I'm brown.
Oh.
I also had this hilarious picture in my head because I'm a 30-year-old adult of a detective going over to the doo-doo in the bar. And he like takes one finger and just smears it and then puts it really close to his face and sniffs it and then gives it a lick. And then they go out to the guy and they're like, and he does it again to the dude. And he's like, yeah, they match. We got a perfect match.
Oh, gross. Gross.
Yeah.
All right, enough about poop. Let's get away from that.
Okay. All right. We're going to steer a little away from that then. All right. So it's just your average night. And you're feeling a little too exhausted to make food for yourself.
As I often do.
We've all been down that road. So, Mr. Mike Vegas, he decides to order a pizza and a separate box of wings from his local Domino's Pizzeria.
Yeah, man. It's all about that Domino's.
He told ABC 7 News that he had just eaten one slice of pizza and put the remainder of the food in the fridge. First of all, who orders a pizza and wings and only eats one slice of pizza?
A terrible human being. Whatever's happening is absolutely his fault. I've already... if I were a jury, he's guilty.
Already.
I can't trust him as a human being.
Vegas said, about 5 a.m., I got home from work and went to my refrigerator and pulled out what I thought was wings. Turned out to be $1,300.
Oh, yeah!
Apparently, while he was at work, he had gotten a slew of calls from the delivery driver who was on his way to the bank to drop off the cash and put it in the wings box for safekeeping, and then misplaced the box. Oh,
see, that destroyed my illusion. I wanted to believe that it was some careless worker had, like, the money for the night. You know, it's like, oh, we need to take this to bank and deposit it, empty out the cash registers. Mm. And he was like, oh, but I gotta make this one last wing order. And he slapped it down, smothered the pile with buffalo
with wing sauce.
Yeah, wing sauce, and then pushed it out the door. Like, well, that's done. Take care of that. What was I supposed to do? Who cares? Gotta go home.
These wings look weird. Oh, well.
Did he try to eat them?
No.
Like,
I'm wondering if the delivery driver still has a job after misplacing $1,300. But anyway, so Vegas took to social media to ask the internet what he should do, because nobody has your best interests at heart more than strangers on the internet.
Yeah, okay. So mistake number one. If I were making a list, this would actually be mistake number two.
Yep. For only eating one slice of pizza.
That's correct.
Oddly enough, Vegas, who was bartending that night, said he actually worked as a delivery driver for Domino's when he was 16. It's kind of a weird turn of events. He says, I wanted to keep it, believe me, but I can't. I can't do that. So he returned the money, and Domino's offered him free pizza for a year.
1 year.
For 1 year.
That should at least be a lifetime. Like, you get one pizza for free a month for the rest of your life.
I mean, if you extrapolate that, maybe it's equal to $1,300.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, what, you're saying free pizza for a year? How often
is $1,300?
How often does he get pizza?
He can probably order as many times as he wants. Or at least once a day, maybe?
Maybe.
Wow. I don't know what the stipulations are.
If you
can
do it once a day, that guy definitely made out in the plus.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even if it's weekly, he actually won that deal.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you can get it weekly.
One a week is, like, amazing.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's Friday. Time to order my free pizza.
If I got pizza for a year, that would just be my life. I'd be like, well, I looks like I'm gaining, I don't know, 80 pounds and putting on sweatpants. This is my life now.
What am I supposed to do? I have to eat this.
Looks like I eat pizza at least 3 meals a week.
This is my life now. All right, what do you got?
Yeah, okay, so let's finish it up this week. We actually have a submitted article.
Goodness gracious.
We do. This one is submitted this week by listener and someone that I know personally, Megan Dwyer.
So
Megan Dwyer has submitted this article this week, and we are going to read it and thank her profusely for her submissions. And folks, remember that you can still do that on our website. On the
if you do, you get a Stephen Klemer seal of approval.
That is most certainly correct. No, I think I'm going to, I don't want to, you know, put all my eggs in a basket or make any claims I can't stand behind, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm thinking at some point.
Never stopped us before.
Yeah, I'm thinking at some point I might hold a little contest. I've been mulling around it in my head. I hold a contest maybe for a t-shirt or something like that that has to do with submissions. So that will apply retroactively submit articles. Anyway, let's just get into it, though.
Okay.
Hernando County Sheriff's deputies paid a visit to a Brooksville, Florida.
Woo! two Florida articles from you.
Home of Nicole Dykema, after her neighbor, Dorothy Clagg, complained that Dykema, or Dykema, I'm like Dykema, it sounds nicer, slashed her window screens and air conditioner with a large knife.
Is that serious?
That's serious, yep. Quote, she never wanted anyone to go into her house, and now I know why. All right, you ready to hear why? So they went into her house to investigate. You know, talk to this lady. Like, hey, what are you doing?
What's going on here?
Investigators told WTSP that Dykema refused to let the deputies into her home, so they forced entry. Mm. There, they found more than 3,500 machetes, swords, and knives hanging on her walls, along with Halloween props, like rubber masks and fake body parts.
So, they go hand in hand, like peanut butter and jelly.
You got your body parts and my
swords.
And I've seen these masks. They are horrifying. They're not just like, oh, this is a fun little rubber mask. These are like murder mask, you know, mask with like knives impaled through them and like those kind of prosthetic sort of masks. They're real
scurry.
Real sketchy. She then ran and hid under a blanket in another room.
The woman who lived there?
Yeah. She was reverting back to the age-old and time-tested method of hiding from the spooky monsters under the blankets.
The Home Alone method.
Yeah, like kids have done in the past. So she ran and hid under a blanket in another room, waving a large sword in front of her.
Mm, okay, Macaulay Culkin didn't do that.
No, but that was to scare off the monsters.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Dykema, who is on probation after being caught shoplifting knives from a Dollar Tree, where you get all your high-quality knives,
to steal knives from that
place?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a dollar.
It's a dollar.
You could ask someone outside for a dollar and then go in and buy one. Someone would give you a dollar at a dollar store. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So this is in December, and she isn't allowed to own weapons, by the way. So there's
like
that.
After this or before it?
Before, after she was caught stealing knives.
Mm.
So police used a beanbag gun and a stun gun to subdue Dykema, then took her into custody. Quote, the person was obviously dangerous to the community, Hernando County Sheriff Al Nyus said in a statement. I'm going to nail that pronunciation.
Totally.
It amazes me that these deputies were able to take her into custody without anyone being injured.
Yeah.
That is good, actually. With 3,500 knives and swords around, I'm surprised someone didn't get cut just by accident.
Just walked past
something. Yeah, walked into one, you know? Because they're just hanging up, by the way. Most of these are just hanging around.
I remember seeing a picture of it, and yeah, it was horrifying.
Horrifying, yeah.
It looks like a slaughterhouse.
It definitely does. Her neighbor, Dorothy Clagg, again, says she's glad Dykema is in jail. Quote, she had a habit of banging on the inside of her house all the time, on the walls, and screaming and hollering, Clagg told WTSP. I was just petrified all the time. I would be too.
And she didn't even know about all the crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, seriously. This is like, I don't have a good, this is like. But it's kind of like something I imagine out of a horror movie. Like, oh, this is your weird friend. They did something weird and bizarre. Let's go over. Oh, it's a murder shack. There's knives everywhere and scary rubber masks. And
but here's the
thing,
too.
People have died here.
Here's the thing. I don't think you'd ever feel more safe if you were in, like, a horror movie and they always have to find some sort of makeshift weapon. You have thousands to choose from.
Yeah, that's true.
You could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she can only brandish one if you have to fight her, you know.
Or two. I mean, technically two.
She could have two, yeah.
But, yeah.
She does know where all the good ones are.
That's probably true. She knows the best ones. Yeah. The claymores.
Oh, can you imagine if there was an explosion in that house? It'd be a giant grenade.
Oh, beautiful.
My God.
Like a Michael Bay movie. So thank you, Florida, yet again, for more news articles that we can use. Because without the state of Florida, it is very likely we wouldn't have a show.
We'd dry up.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a wilted flower.
So thank you again. And Dan, that's all the articles we have for this week.
Oh goodness.
You know, we're gonna be back again next week. Okay. I'm feeling fantastic. I'm no longer sick, and that's awesome. Next week we're gonna have another show on Tuesday, as we always do. Bim bam boom. Can't wait. And folks, that's all for this week.
And remember, in 2001 there were more than 300 banana-related accidents in Britain. Most involving people slipping on peels.
Thanks for joining us.
Chicky Chack Chookies.